Exim Bank JA.
Thank you for joining us on Exim Bank JA. I'm Shalene Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. The 33rd staging of the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, JCC, Annual Awards Banquet, which seeks to recognize and celebrate the achievements of some of Jamaica's hardworking entrepreneurs, is almost here. In studio today to tell us about the plans for this prestigious event is Ms. Annalise Harewood, a member of the JCC Planning Committee. Annalise, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Shelly-Ann.
What is the role of the JCC in Jamaica's business landscape?
To give it to you in a synopsis, the JCC's objectives are to assist Jamaican businesses to grow. So we're talking about opening up channels for them to become more profitable and competitive. But the Chamber also works to contribute to the overall economic stability of the society. And we do that through advocating and promoting a free market system. We're also involved in actively attracting investments, and through our members, we work to increase job opportunities, and we look at serving both up-and-coming businesses as well as those that are well-established and people would be more familiar with as Chamber members.
Will there be any new element added to this year's event, and what are some of the main features that stakeholders can look forward to?
For this, our 33rd staging, in addition to great entertainment, we've actually reintroduced the Young Entrepreneur Award, which is sponsored by the Exim Bank, and we want to say thank you for doing that. And it was important to us to reintroduce this award because we felt that those individuals who've taken the risk to start a business and cultivate it here in Jamaica need to be supported and, of course, encouraged, because we know that they're the real engines of growth for this country, and we must also do our part to recognize them in their efforts. I must point out that the award is an individual award. So the criteria for the award, there are 9 different things that we're looking at. So, of course, they must own their own business, and it has to be a going concern for at least 3 years. They must be recognized as an entrepreneur by others. They must be currently engaged in a leadership role in a social or business venture, which is what it is that we'd be judging at the time of the competition. They must demonstrate strong entrepreneurial mindsets through creative approaches, willingness to take risks, engaging others, facing ambiguity with enthusiasm, and leading others to new achievements. They need to have started this venture or at least another by themselves. They need to have at least one venture that they've started that was very successful. And of course, the current venture can then be one that is recognized also as a success. The person must actively contribute to community building and demonstrate innovation, and finally has to have had an impact on their community, their industry, employees, or alma mater.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful because a lot of our young entrepreneurs don't actually get the importance of being a part of organizations like the JCC in more ways than one, not only to learn through mentorship, but to be able to take advantage of opportunities that you have mentioned that the JCC affords them. And I think that obviously it's timely because just encouraging entrepreneurship is the way to go right now. Who are some of your partners in the staging of this year's event?
Well, we have to be thankful that this year, just like all the others, we've actually had very good feedback from Corporate Jamaica, who have not only given us their moral support, but they've also come out and given us tangible support in both cash and kind to make the awards actually become a reality this year. So our platinum sponsors are the RGR Communications Group and Victoria Mutual Wealth Management. Our gold sponsors are, of course, the Exim Bank, Jamaica Observer, Johnny Walker, J. Ray & Nephew, Phase 3, Main Events, and Business Access TV. Our silver sponsor is Blueprint Consulting, and our bronze sponsors are Jamaica Energy Partners, Barita, Scotiabank, Carreras, the Jamaica Pegasus, Rainforest Seafood, and Exotic Destinations.
Before you go, tell us when it will be happening, where, and how can persons access tickets for this prestigious event?
The award ceremony is on the 14th of May, and it takes place at the Jamaica Pegasus, and tickets can be obtained from the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce's office. That's at 12 Ocean Boulevard. They can also call the office to make arrangements. The telephone number for the office is 922-0150, or they can email the chamber at membership@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank. The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.